Renovo Seed is proud to sponsor Northern Ag Network On Demand. The Renovo team is focused on enriching land and lives by offering over 1,200 species of seed for any farmer ranch operations needs. Learn more at renovoseed.com.
Good Friday morning, everyone. Andy Schwab here from the Northern Ag Network with today's Morning Marker Report. I want to start off with a huge thank you to the Carbon County Ranch and Farm Bureau for having me come and speak at their annual meeting in Saratoga on Wednesday. It was great to see so many friends and make new ones in the process as well. Of course, my speech was regarding the update on the cattle markets titled Where We've Been and Where We're Heading. Using a 25-slide PowerPoint, I told the group that my main message is just to be prepared for what could happen to the cattle markets in January when that cattle inventory report is published. I fully believe we're not going to see the cattle inventories begin its rebuild this year, which of course would be reflected in that January report. However, I do think that we're going to see less of a decline than the 4% and the 2% reductions that we've witnessed in the last 2 years, respectively. In the same breath, though, and with the drought monitor showing only pockets of severe droughts in parts of the U.S., we could see some cattle retention being realized in the annual report. I also threw the USDA a little bit of guff for doing away with their July cattle inventory report this year as they were trying to save on their budget. I told the Farm Bureau group that that report was going to be critical because it was going to allow us the chance to see if the July to July numbers were still mimicking the January to January report or if there was any indication that producers have been able to hold back some of their herd. Regardless of the USDA decision, I reiterated to the group that being prepared with either contracts or futures options come January could be very critical and that they should be having conversations with their advisors often. Well, I'll step off my soapbox and come back with more ag news right after this.
Did you know that rail is the safest form of ground transportation? BNSF Railway leads the industry in reducing rail equipment incident rates. This means continuing to invest in people and technology, from intensive training to rigorous inspections, from grain trains to coal trains. BNSF Railway is committed to keeping our communities safe and moving your product carefully and efficiently to its destination. This is BNSF.
If you're using dyed diesel fuel and driving on Montana's public roads, you may not know this, but you are breaking the law. The small savings you see at the pump could end up costing you up to $5,000 in fines. Dyed diesel fuel is not taxed and is intended for off-road use only. Please, do the right thing. Don't use dyed fuel on Montana's roads. To report violators, you can call 1-888-FUEL-LAW. Thanks for your help. This message brought to you by the Montana Department of Transportation.
The USDA will begin accepting applications on Monday for its updated Emergency Assistance for Livestock, Honeybees, and Farm-Raised Fish Program, or also known as ELAP. They say the goal is to provide financial assistance to eligible dairy producers who incur milk losses due to the highly pathogenic avian influenza infection in their dairy herds. Ag Secretary Tom Vilsack said USDA remains committed to working with the producers, state veterinarians, animal health professionals, and federal partners as they continue to detect the presence of H5N1 in the dairy herds and to take additional measures to contain the disease's spread. Now those dairy farmers that wish to apply must be able to prove with a confirmed test from the National Vet Laboratory. And several groups have released their reports for what they'll likely cost consumers to host a 4th of July barbecue. American Farm Bureau says the average per-person meal is going to be about $7.11. Rabobank's report, though, topped that with an unprecedented level this year. They say hosting a 10-person barbecue on the 4th of July will cost $99, the highest total on record. They said that with food prices unlikely to reverse course, this may be the last time, actually, that we see a summer cookout for less than $10 per person, or that $100 in all, as food inflation has jumped 25% from 2019 to the end of 2023. This year, beef, beer, soda, and lettuce comprise 64% of the total cost for that barbecue. Well, we need to take a break. We're going to shift gears into livestock markets right after this.
Did you know public officials still bow to pressure from people who care about electric co-ops? That's what happened recently when federal bureaucrats backed down from an onerous energy efficiency standard for distribution transformers. Not only would that rule have made those transformers much more expensive, it also would have made keeping up with demand much harder. The final rule isn't perfect, but it's much improved thanks to our co-ops. A message from Montana's electric cooperatives.
The livestock complex closed on a mixed finish yesterday. Is on one hand, traders were tiresome of waiting for the cash cattle market to trade, and the other hand, well, they're anxious about seeing what the afternoon's quarterly pigs and hogs report was going to do. Still not enough significant cash cattle trade was really developed. However, we did see a few of those bids starting to come in, and live deals were 3 to 4 better on the hoof this week, ranging $1.96 to $2 per pound, while the dress cattle steady to 2 better, $3.06 to $3.14. Of course, today will really be the establishment of where those prices are going to sit, and they may be getting a little bit of help out from the box beef prices, as choice cutoff values finished 48 cents stronger yesterday at $3.2333. Now, as mentioned, and following Wednesday's impressive technical jump, the feeder cattle complex was not as powerful throughout Thursday's trade, as it's not likely that the traders regret their upward push on Wednesday, but maybe more so that they are simply waiting to see where the cash cattle markets would like to sit. Checking out some of the futures, we saw the August feeders giving away $1.12 yesterday at $2.60.65, September down $1.07 at $2.61.40. Similarly, we saw Reading kennel live cattle futures, but not quite to the triple-digit levels. August live cattle futures down 30 cents at $186.45, October down 37 cents at $185.75. Wrapping up with the futures, the lean hogs yesterday saw the July contract giving away 45 cents at $89.45. Well, we need to take a break, but we're going to wrap up with the grain markets right after this. September contracts of all three U.S. wheats finished with their prices in double-digit gains on Thursday, a likely bout of the short covering that maybe have helped out by the higher export sales. As for the row crops, though, December corn finished their day nearly 3 cents softer, while November soybeans, similar story, both cautiously falling to the new lows ahead of today's acreage and grain stocks report. As for what those pre-report estimates are anticipating, well, they're going to look at the spring wheat quite heavily on the wheat side of things, as there's an estimation that there's 11.36 million acres of spring wheat plantings this year, up slightly from last year's 11.2. In addition, some of those pre-report expectations are saying that USDA could estimate 90 million acres or more of corn was planted, as that could be a big bearish note for the corn markets today if it is fully realized. Checking out some of the futures prices, we saw the December corn finishing their day nearly 3 cents softer at $4.33¾, while the November soybeans now sitting just above the $11 mark at $11.04. As mentioned, we saw the wheat complex coming up by double digits with the September KC winter wheat adding over 12 cents yesterday right at $5.96¾, making that the largest daily gain that the market's seen since May. Well, that's all the time we have for today's Morning Market Report, but as always, you can find these prices and stories and much more at northernag.net. From the Northern Ag Network, I'm Andy Schwab.